Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. I mentioned we got royalty in the building, our three levels of Miss Washington County Fair, which just wrapped up last week. Little Miss, Junior Miss, and Miss Washington County have all joined us here this morning. Little Miss Paisley Hun, good morning to you. she's there. Don't worry. She's there. She can hear you. You can get nice and close to those microphones. That way everybody that's listening can hear you. Junior Miss Malin Cramper, did I say that correctly?
Yes.
All right, Malin, appreciate you coming in as well. And then Miss Washington County Macy Wolf, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have all three of you in here to we'll talk about your fair experience, your experience, you know, in this sort of field, I guess you could call it, and everything that goes into that. I guess we'll start with the youngest, Paisley. What's kind of your favorite fair treat? What's your favorite thing to get at the fair? Do you have anything like that?
Hot dogs.
A hot dog? That's a good fair treat. I'm a big corn dog guy myself. I don't know if you enjoy a corn dog, but those are always delicious. Do you have a favorite princess?
My favorite princess is Jasmine.
From Aladdin?
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites, too. Aladdin might be my favorite Disney movie over all of them, so that's a good one. That's a good one to have. Now that you're royalty, you're a part of that club, the princess and the queen club, too. So do you have any idea what you might want to be when you grow up, Paisley?
A cheerleader.
You can do that. That's absolutely something that you could do. You should just keep after that. I think my 6-year-old, my daughter, she wants to be a veterinarian and a teacher at the same time. I told her she's going to be very busy. So you got any advice for her, Paisley?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. Maybe just not do both things? I don't know. You know, what makes, Paisley, what makes you feel like a queen? Is it the tiara? Is it the dresses? Is it the fun? What kind of makes you feel like a queen?
It makes me feel like a queen with a crown on.
The crown makes you feel like a queen. That's a good answer. And my last thing for you, if you don't mind, who helped you become Little Miss Washington County? Who was your biggest helper?
Mom and Miss Laura.
Very good. That's Paisley Hun, Little Miss Washington County Fair Queen. Junior Miss Malin Cramper, how are you doing?
Good.
Glad to have you in here. What kind of inspired you? Have you competed before?
Yes, I have.
So what kind of led you to keep... have you ever won anything pre-Junior Miss Washington
yeah.
County?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. So you...
Oh, wait. Sorry.
That's
Oakville.
Okay. You won Oakville. Okay. So you've had experience with winning the competitions before?
Yes.
Okay. So you've kind of been inspired to kind of do this a few different times, obviously. So how did you feel whenever your name was called this time around after winning once before?
I was very shocked, and it was so fast. I just remember a big blur, and then someone right next to me yelling, "You won!"
Do you have any role models? Who are they, and why are they your role models?
My role model is Maddie McCartney, and currently she is Miss Quincy.
Okay.
And she has dyslexia like me, and we met at the 2024 Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant, and her director was actually right in front of us, and we have just been friends ever since.
Okay. What's the biggest meaning? I mean, what does it mean to you to be Junior Miss Washington County?
That's a good question. I got to think about that.
Okay. Well, you think on that just a little bit more, and we'll go to Miss Washington County, Macy Wolf. How are you doing, Macy?
I'm doing great.
Get nice and close to that microphone. You can pull it over towards you. Don't worry about that. You're not going to break it. I have kind of the same question for you. I'm assuming you've competed before.
Yes.
And have you ever won anything pre-Miss Washington County?
This was my fourth pageant. I had won two first runners-up. One was in Oakville, one was Washington County last year, and at Oakville I also won Miss Congeniality.
Okay, so you've had some experience with that, but this is probably kind of your biggest
first
accomplishment
win, yeah,
thus far. Well, that's amazing. So what do you hope, have you thought about what you hope to share as far as your message or what you hope to accomplish during your reign as Miss Washington County?
Yes, I want girls to know that you should never give up and that there's always a journey to your destination. I was not this confident whenever I first started pageants, and it's always a learning experience, so I want them to know that.
That kind of goes into my next, I guess that kind of answers my next question. I guess this has shaped you to be more confident.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to ask how the experiences kind of shape you.
Yes.
Know? So you've got that. And then do you have it? Well, you kind of mentioned, you're answering all my questions before I even get a chance to ask them. That's good. No, you're fine. You're getting everything together. What was kind of the most challenging part maybe of this one compared to some other ones that you've done?
What was challenging about this one? Well, okay, this is kind of funny, but the lights were on and I was really nervous about there not being any stage lights, like spotlights. That I just got in my head a little bit with that one because it's not what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, everything else was pretty much run the same as the past pageants have.
So for you, you know, whenever you become, you know, Miss Washington County, any county fair queen, you tend to get busy. And you tend to get busy at other county fairs and other events that are even outside your area. So how do you kind of plan to stay involved in your own community and stay involved with Washington County, Nashville, and that sort of thing?
Do as much community work as possible and show up for as many things as I can. We're just kind of doing it, you know, one thing at a time because it is kind of newer, but we do plan on going to the Humane Society on the 26th, and we've got other, you know, visits coming up, and we're just so excited. We've got a nice big list and schedule planned out, so.
All right, I'm gonna come back to you, Malin, and ask you that same question about what it means to you to be Junior Miss, but I'm going to ask it to Macy first. What does it mean to be Miss Washington County to you?
It means a lot. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I've always enjoyed being in front of people with singing and everything, and my county has just always been so supportive, and I wanted to represent them to the best of my ability. And even though this was my fourth time running, I knew this was something I wanted to do from the beginning, and just being here and being able to do that was just, it meant so much to me.
That's Miss Washington County, Macy Wolf, Junior Miss Washington County, Malin Cramper. All right, you have you come up with an answer? What does being Junior Miss Washington County mean to you?
It means so much. I wanted to do this last year, but I couldn't because I was showing my lambs.
Okay. Yeah, you got priorities. I understand. You got things you got to get done, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Little Miss Paisley Hund, we appreciate you all three coming in here to join us. If you have anything else you'd like to add out to the listeners, we'd love to hear from you. I think Malin might have something she needs to share.
Happy birthday, Mom!
Paisley, did you have anything you want to leave us with today?
No.
No. Okay. She's very decisive. That's good. Little Miss Paisley Hun, Junior Miss Malin Cramper, and Miss Washington County, Macy Wolf, all of Washington County. Congratulations to all three of you, and good luck on your reign, and you know, bring pride back to Washington County. Like I know you will. So thank you so much, all three of you, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.